sermon today. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4:32 is where we're going. Proverbs 4 and verse 32. And then one passage in Matthew chapter 5, known as the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5 and verse 8. Proverbs 4:23. And then Matthew 5:8. Praise the Lord. Today we're beginning a new series that I believe and I pray will help us facilitate the life that God has meant for us to enjoy in Christ. And I invite you to come along, amen, with us. We're looking forward to it. Proverbs 4:23, very maybe well-known scripture, often quoted, but we want to look at it as a foundation for this series. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. Follow along on the screen. The text is provided as well. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's read it together. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now let's go to the New Testament, Matthew 5:8. I had Mark 5:8, and that was not the verse. So let me get here. Matthew 5:8. Say it with me. Blessed. One more time. Blessed, pure in heart, for they shall see God. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for these fine folks that have gathered here to worship you and the Spirit we've felt and sensed. Lord, I just ask that you take our feeble efforts to take this topic and just introduce it today to our hearts. Let our lives be opened and challenged to come closer to you in Christ's name. All God's people say amen. Amen. You can be seated. Trust you've had a good week. I really do. First full week in the new year. And we're looking for the Lord just to be with us over the next couple Sundays as I discuss the topic here of spiritual detox. In this series, I just want to talk about how we can step away from the stagnant well, so to speak, that we may have drank from in the past and liberate ourselves from the toxins that pollute our souls and experience a fresh or refreshed life in Christ. I think Brother Cruz just really had that point nailed down at the beginning of the service, the refreshing that we need. Hopefully we can spend some time taking a little inventory of the things that maybe we've allowed to invade our hearts and examine some various toxins from Scripture that often corrupt our spiritual desires and corrupt the knowledge that we have of God. Scriptures throughout this couple of weeks may challenge us. How many's ever been challenged by a verse? I mean, truly challenged, where you say, wow, I've got to adjust my lifestyle because of what this verse says. I pray that these scriptures will challenge us. There might be times where they will annoy us. How many's ever been annoyed by a scripture? Scripture sometimes, it just has a way of invading our space. And it shows us where we need to change according to the scripture. And so our text here, let's go back to it. In Proverbs, tells us that we need to guard our heart. It goes on to tell us why. Because let me, and I like it in the Amplified Bible, too. Let me read it to you from the Amplified Bible. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs. That's the way they amplified Bible. The springs of life. I like that expression, springs of life. It conveys the idea of something being under pressure. For example, an artesian spring or well is formed when some type of pressure forces underground water up to the surface. The difference between an artesian spring and an ordinary stream or any typical body of water in a river, lake, or ocean is that that water always complies with the effect of gravity, usually. It seeks the lowest levels and fills it first, right? However, a true spring is always formed when water is forced to the surface by some type of pressure that cannot be contained and that's out of control. And the wise man states that we must guard our heart because the toxins produced by life situations can puncture the heart, can invade the heart, and then fester and become not only painful but fatal spiritually. Most people choose to just live with the pain and hope it goes away. What we must understand is that God wants to remove those toxic hurts. Hello. He wants to restore us to spiritual health. And if the pain is not treated, just as pressure forces water to become a spring, these things will begin to surface in our lives. Toxins will surface in our lives and will generate more pain and more suffering, not only to ourselves, but also to the people we love. Relationships are then affected, including the most vital of all relationships. And how many know that's our relationship with God? And so to experience true spiritual life that is both lasting and that is meaningful, we must deal with those hurtful poisons or toxins. Oh, I want the Lord to help us in this series. I really do. And I want a freedom. I was praying recently, God, just give us a freedom to look into this subject. Not a rushed time, not to get home before the roast burns, but let's take some time and look at this. In the medical profession, heart disease is known as the silent but deadly killer because it can go undiagnosed and untreated for years until it is too late. In the church, the same thing is also true. The condition of a person's heart can go undetected for years without ever being treated. And according to Scripture, the natural heart is not the only heart that can develop sclerosis, which is the hardening of tissue that goes undetected. The heart that the Bible identifies as the inner soul of man can become hardened if we don't give it the cleansing, the detox that it needs. And to help us with this process, they've in physical realm, they've got all kinds of detox systems. I was talking to my sister. She has went through that detox systems a couple times and has went through great diets and reduced her weight, and she was encouraging me to do it. And she was explaining to me the side effects when your body is going through detox. And I'm like, are you serious? And she shares all that, and I'm like, and you want me to sign up for it? Yeah, right. Well, you can tell I need that. But to help us, I want to first define what a toxin is. Is everybody up for that? A toxin is a dangerous substance that can cause harm to the body or even death. Do you know toxic? The word toxic comes from the Greek word toxikon, which refers to an archer taking aim and shooting a poison tip arrow. Okay? poisoned arrows were used by people in the ancient world, including the ancient Romans, the nomadic Scythians. Ancient Greek Roman historians describe recipes for poisoning the tips of those arrows or other projectiles, and historical battles were often fought with poison tip arrows. Alexander the Great, history says, encountered poisoned arrows when he fought the battle there in the conquest of India. And one of the most common toxins that they used is they would dip an arrow in the venom of a viper. You would only have moments if it punctured your skin, moments to live. And I thought, that's exactly what our enemy does. He aims at the heart. He aims at the mind. And he shoots his destructive, unhealthy thoughts. Toxic thoughts. That's why Ephesians 6:16, Paul says, above all, take the shield of faith so that you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So detox, which is short for detoxify, means to remove, means to extract poison. And if we fail to extract poison or detox the spiritual man, then negativity and self-destructive influences and forces will continue to surface through, for example, our emotions or our thoughts or our decisions and our behaviors. We must detox these poisons that have affected our lives. And I just began to think about all the harmful spiritual toxins that are prevalent in our culture. There's toxic thoughts. How in the world do you flush toxic thoughts out of your mind? Toxic emotions. How do you control those emotions before they control you? Toxic words. How do you speak life instead of death? Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. Toxic relationships. Hello. Young people, when it's wrong, it can't be right. Toxic parents. Forgive them. They need it. You need the forgiveness. You see, whether it be in our thoughts, our will, or our emotions, the good news is we can experience a freedom. We can experience a freedom from everything that has negatively affected our lives by first diagnosing the problem and then developing a spiritual strategy to eliminate it. All of our lives, we've heard the saying, well, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. Right? How many's heard that? Wrong. Wrong. Contrary to what we've been taught, what we don't know can hurt us when it comes to spiritually. The consequences can be devastating and even deadly as unseen toxin as they're working in our hearts and building up the pressure in our hearts. And in the beginning stages, we hopefully will sense something's wrong. Have you ever had that feeling? Something's wrong. But as the buildup of toxins progress, a person can then explode or self-destruct or fall apart without a clue what was about to happen. And even worse is the effect upon those who we should be blessing like family rather than hurting. God doesn't want this to happen to any one of us in here today. And now Christ, I want you to see something here. And I'm telling you, this is all intro. Christ was called, when he walked on earth, by many titles. Some called him teacher. What's some of the other titles? Rabbi, master, wonder worker, Messiah. Okay? But can we, for the sake of these couple weeks here, I want us to call him the master toxologist. Is that okay? As I think what Jesus really practiced was toxology. And here's why. In every encounter that he had with people, he immediately discerned and diagnosed the toxin that was most affecting or infecting their lives. Is that not true? The Pharisees, they were classics. I mean, they were always confronting Christ or the disciples. But Christ had no trouble detecting the true toxin that infected their Pharisaic faith. Though they professed to love and serve the law, they, the, their dismissal of the poor and the outcast revealed that they were the type who loved humanity, but it was just people they couldn't stand. And the Pharisees Jesus dealt with were intoxicated by their own self-righteousness. And that intoxication made it impossible for Christ to extend the love, the mercy, the compassion, made it impossible for them, the Pharisees, to extend that love and compassion to those that fell outside of their range of limited boundaries for interpretation of righteousness. And so like we can be, how many know we can become intoxicated with the toxins of this culture? And in our culture, intoxication is not only found at the bottom of a bottle. Can I say that again? Intoxication in our culture is not only found at the bottom of a bottle. We can be intoxicated and our lips never touch alcohol. The root of intoxication is the word toxic, and we are a culture that is intoxicated by a number of poisons. For example, the toxin of money, too much or too little. The toxin of fame, which leads us to do anything and everything in our conquest for a moment in the spotlight. The toxin of beauty, an infection that feeds millions and multi-millions of dollars in the fashion and cosmetics and plastic surgery and diet and exercise industries. The toxin of popularity. Hello, am I preaching? Encouraging us, the toxin of popularity encourages us to leave our own opinions and leave our own values behind in order to fit in and be cool and be accepted and be admired by our peers. We are also plagued with the toxin of success that can breed duplicity and backstabbing and grandstanding, and that there's the toxin of failure, and we validate our own feelings of worthlessness by undermining trust and backbiting and backing out of commitments and tearing others down just to make ourselves look better. We would rather face a host of horrible physical treatments to detoxify our bodies, but a lot of times we will not detox our souls. And that's what I feel the Lord is calling us to do. There are more detoxification options available than we could ever imagine. I mean, there's herbal teas, there's Japanese foot pads, there's liver purges, there's kidney cleansers, there's electromagnetic treatments, there's colon cleanses, snake stones, and detox diets. All of these routines involve somehow draining the physical toxins out of the body. But listen, the best detox system recognizes that the body is only half of the problem. There is toxins permeating and poisoning the heart that is the continuing source of corruption. There's destructive venoms that put us in places of spiritual torment and spiritual condemnation and spiritual guilt. And you know, the power of AA and all the other step programs is that they recognize the body is not the only place that the toxins of life take root. They know there's something about this heart connection. It's in the heart. It's in the soul of man. And it is in the innermost connection of ourselves to this world and to eternity that toxic substances do the most damage and are the most difficult to wipe out. And Jesus, though, I want to introduce to you, Jesus provided an ultimate detox. He provided a cure. It's a knockout blow for all of life's toxic moments. And when we see life in the light of what Jesus did for all of us, we discover that He provided a spiritual detox system that washes the toxins from our system, and everything can become new again. Somebody raise your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for becoming a new creature in Christ. I want to tell you that new detox system that was introduced, I say new, but it was new to the Jewish people at the time of Christ, but it's over 2,000 years old for us here today. It is called the blood of Jesus. Listen, when the blood is applied to our lives, detoxification happens. I said detoxification will happen. We can become toxin free. We can experience freedom. 1 John 1:7 says the the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Woo! I'm too loud for a Sunday morning. I can see it. See, look, church, praying alone does not cleanse from sin. Joining a church does not cleanse from sin. Living a good life does not cleanse from sin. Being baptized in water does not cleanse from sin. Partaking of the Lord's Supper does not cleanse you from sin. Committing your life to Jesus Christ. Listen, it's the blood of Jesus. The blood alone cleanses from sin. Detoxification can happen without the blood. There cannot be life in the physical body. That is just as true in the Bible. Blood flows through the Bible just as it does through our veins. The blood of Christ keeps Christianity alive. Somebody say, thank God. The blood is spoken of 427 times in the Bible. So it's easy to see it's not a minor theme. It's a major theme. Without the blood, the gospel is dead, and we're deprived of eternal life. But with the blood, the gospel is alive, and we can have eternal life. Jesus said, "My blood is shed for many, for the remission of sins," in Matthew 26:28. Paul added, when he said, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no detoxification." Then John, he agreed with Peter. He agreed with Paul. He wrote, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." The early church understood the power of the blood to detox lives because the 22 sermons recorded by four different preachers in the book of Acts. Remember that. 22 sermons recorded by four different preachers throughout the book of Acts all give the same message. Their message is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, and the cleansing power that's in His blood. In my library, I have a couple books by former pastor, Dr. Curtis Hudson. He's been called one of America's greatest preachers. But before he died several years ago, he was struggling with cancer. And on a number of occasions, he went through a treatment called chelation. Chelation is similar to dialysis, but it is in that the blood is removed from the body, sent through this machine that cleanses the toxins or impurities from the blood and then pumps it back into the body. This treatment, they said, prolonged Dr. Hudson's life for a great time. After his blood had been purged of toxins, it was then able to work once again against the enemy cells that were at war in his system, the cancer cells. And I looked at that, and then I thought of the writer of Hebrews when he said, "For the blood of bulls and the blood of goats and the ashes of the heifer of sprinkling, you know, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh." But he said, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot." He was toxin free. And He offered Himself to God. He said, "How much the more would that purify your conscience, your soul?" Oh, hallelujah. "And how much more those that were once dead, how much more should you be made alive and equipped to serve a living God?" Now, that's not a direct quote from Scripture. I don't have it in front of me. But that's, I think, in essence what Hebrews 9:13-14 says. And so when the pure blood of the Savior is applied to our lives, this is why I'm dealing with the blood on this first occasion, is because if we don't get this, because if we miss this foundation, then the rest of this series is not going to be any good for us. All right? And so when the pure blood of the Savior is applied to our lives, listen, friend, here comes detoxification. When the blood comes, that's why the author of that old hymn said, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow. Why is it so precious to us? Because it's a cleansing flow. Oh, he said, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He said, this is all my righteousness. Nothing but the... He said, now by this I'll overcome. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And by this we're going to reach our eternal home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory, glory. That's why we can sing all my praise, for this I bring, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I feel the Lord in here. And I probably got to quit. I said, I feel the Lord in here. Listen, friends, if he's coming into this service, that's a sure sign that there is detoxification waiting for you. There's a heart that can be cleansed. There's a life that can begin with a new slate. Why? Because, thank God, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is. I said, I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. There is liberty. You want to be liberated from the toxins that's building up in your life. There's a liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. Woo! I shared that verse with our men's group yesterday morning. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Imagine being given a check for $1 million, but never cashing it. Hello? Buddy, before the ink dries, I'm going to be at the bank. Hey, man. Huh? Imagine having a freezer or a pantry full of food, but never eating it, dying or starving to death. Imagine dangling precariously on a rope when there's a ladder right there within your grasp. Imagine living a toxic life of defeat, a toxic life of despair, when Jesus said there's no reason to live that way. There is liberty. There is liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. So when you read that passage, you discover God does not want any of us to live under any kind of bondage. Not for 5 years, not for 5 minutes. Instead, he wants us to have the freedom of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. As the Spirit-filled believers, we can just reach out by faith and say, Lord, if you're here, I'm going to take my miracle. I'm going to take my cleansing. I'm going to take my answer. Sometimes we live self-defeating lives when God has never intended us to do so. He's wanting us to live victorious. I don't care what this world is going through. I don't care what the church world may be suffering. You can have a victorious life with Jesus Christ. Raise your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. That is the detoxification of the blood of Jesus. Woo! Rather than sinking into the quicksand of sin, I'm going to wade out into the water of God's forgiveness and experience his cleansing love. As the musicians come, I want to close. Listen, if we're serious about wanting to detoxify our hearts, if we're serious about experiencing a cleansing, if we're serious about a fresh power in our faith, then right now is a good time to reflect on where we are with God. Examine our hearts. Examine our lives with a kind of brutal honesty. Is there something you've been hiding? Hiding from your spouse. Hiding from... You know, I'm calling you to face it and bring it to the blood of Jesus. We all this morning have a life-altering choice in front of us. We can come out of hiding. How many knows the longer you hide it, the worse it's going to get?
usually what happens.
When you come out of hiding and you get forgiveness and help, or you choose to continue hiding and stuff. Listen, if you continue to hide it, I guarantee you your sin, that sin, will take you farther and cost you more than you're willing to. And if you're willing to seek the mercy, though, and face the consequences and experience some discomforts of what your spiritual man will go through while you're detoxifying it, then you can experience the liberty, the joy that maybe you've never even thought was imaginable. Stop hiding. Start seeking. We're not in competition this morning, because the Bible says all of us have sinned. All of us, myself included. We have a tendency to cover those things up, both in our own eyes and especially in the eyes of God. But see, detox simply means a time of coming clean. A time of coming clean. So as we stand together, I feel the presence of the Lord. Would you respond to the blood of Jesus this morning? Oh, hallelujah. He's not left us without a detox system. We're going to take more time in the next couple of weeks and even think about that too and deal with that. But listen, any uncleanness, any stain that's there, any toxic material, unconfessed sins, take the first step, which is confessing it to God, who is faithful and just to forgive us. Through the blood of Jesus, He can make us clean. Father, this morning, I don't know who you're reaching for. I don't know what they're thinking at this very moment. But I'm asking you, Lord, I want to respond to you this morning. And I trust that I'll have some others join with me and respond to that cleansing stream. Because this is the first step. This is the first step in realizing there's some toxins in our lives that can only be cleansed through the blood of Jesus. And we're going to start fresh today. And then the next couple weeks, we're going to learn how to guard our hearts so they don't come back in again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody that'd like to come and pray as they sing, as we make this appeal? Is there anybody that'd like to take a few moments? Allow the Lord to detox your life. Let Him begin that process. Let Him begin that process. That's it. That's it. If you've lived a toxic life, a toxic marriage, a toxic relationship, would you come? Would you take a few moments? Because I know the blood of Jesus is here. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. We've got young ones. We've got elders praying. We've got hearts that are being covered with the blood of Jesus. We've got families. We've got moms and dads praying together. We've got husbands and wives. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
What can make me whole? White as snow. nothing but the blood.